Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to gradually deteriorate as we move forward through the weekend and into the early part of next week, but by far the biggest concerns will be in the upper portions of the Midwest, where the greatest amount of rain will fall and the biggest potential for some flooding will likely exist. Over the past 24 hours, we've seen most of the significant precipitation concentrate on areas from northern Nebraska and southeastern South Dakota into the southernmost portions of Minnesota and northern sections of Iowa. In addition to that region, there was some scattered shower activity that occurred across some of the southwestern Indiana location, which really was left over from the previous 24-hour period, and some shower activity that occurred in southern Ohio and portions of northern Kentucky and West Virginia. Precipitation that occurred elsewhere in the Midwest was not all that significant, and in both of these areas of greater precipitation, the rainfall that was more than, let's say, half inch was concentrated on just a few counties. Most everybody saw light amounts of precipitation running from a tenth of an inch upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch. There were a few areas in north central Iowa, a couple in west central Iowa, and a couple of also around the Indianapolis area of Indiana that did receive 1 to 2 inch amounts of moisture. But these were very rare occurrences, and for the most part, fieldwork advanced yesterday in a favorable manner. As we go forward now through the next few days, we're expecting to see more of the same, at least as we move through to today and tomorrow, that the precipitation will be gradually increasing as we move forward from there, and the precipitation will become more of a deterrent for fieldwork across parts of the region. We don't expect good coverage, though, of the precipitation that's going to take place today and tomorrow, and for that reason, we do believe the fieldwork will continue to advance around the precipitation. Most producers will take a good hard look at the radar and keep focused on it while they go ahead and proceed with fieldwork, and further progress is likely to be made. Temperatures this afternoon are going to be trending a little bit warmer in those areas where the sun is out. We'll expect to see highs mostly in the 70s and 80s. Now, the 80s will be concentrated on the western Corn Belt from South Dakota southward into western and central portions of Missouri and Kansas. There may be another batch of lower 80s in southern Ohio and parts of eastern Kentucky. As we go into the afternoon tomorrow, these 80-degree temperatures in the western Corn Belt will work their way further to the east across the Midwest, and the higher evaporation rates that will come with the warmer weather will also help to provide an environment that will still be favoring field work because of the fact that we'll have quicker evaporation taking place for those areas that do get the showers and thunderstorm activity. Those 80-degree temperatures will continue to trek further to the east on Sunday afternoon, and it wouldn't be surprising at all to see some lower 90s starting to show up in the lower portions of the Midwest, in particular Missouri and portions of southern Illinois, as well as the northern Delta. And moving out further on Monday, we'll likely see more of the same, with the warmest weather in the eastern half of the Midwest. In the meantime, much cooler air will be gradually building up across the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. We'll see afternoon highs on Monday and Tuesday dropping into the upper 50s and 60s across the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota. That particular area of the Corn Belt is likely to see a substantial amount of rain as well as an upper-level low-pressure system settles over the region. Rain totals of 1 to 3 inches and perhaps locally more will occur across some of that region, and that occurs during the period from Saturday into Monday, at least with some lingering rain on Tuesday. The precipitation will likely rekindle some new flooding across the Red River Basin and neighboring areas because some of that soil has not completely dried out from the recent snow melt. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.